Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
You know, the internet, it came out of the military space. GPS came out of the military space. So many cool things that we have in our world now has come out of our community.
Today on the Waco Experience, an American story, James Van Proyen, co-founder of Military Creator Con. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors, Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality, smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for delivery when you are ready. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website qualitycabinetstx.com. presentgifting.com. Imagine never forgetting an event for those important people in your lives. Because relationships are important and moments matter, Present Gifting is a free service to send you gentle reminders of birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and more. Register today at presentgifting.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Military Creator Con, April 16th to 18th in Arlington. Military Creator Con is a movement that unites military-created visionaries across art, media, and entrepreneurship. A multi-day forum where service members, veterans, families, and supporters discover new tools, share expertise, and celebrate their collective creativity. Register now at militarycreatorcon.com and use code SCOTT10 to receive a discount. D. Scott here. I'm in the home studio today online with James Van Proyen. He is one of the founders of Military Creator Con. He is an Air Force veteran, a retiree, who's been out for a few years. Military Creator Con is something that I heard about probably late 2025, found out that we were going to be in the same conference together in Orlando, Florida in January. James, welcome to the Waco Experience.
Awesome. D. Scott, thank you so much. I'm very honored and privileged to be able to come on and talk to you today. So
we're going to get into your background in a little bit, but first of all, let's talk about Military Creator Con and what is it, where is it, when is it, and how do people find information about it?
Military Creator Con, we start out as a what we call a micro con of PodFest. So when I got out of the military, I retired in 2015, but a year before then, I got involved with the founder of PodFest and started helping with PodFest. And in 2020, we had our own speakers and content for a one-day military creator event just before COVID. And so now we're a few months away. So it's April of this year, April 16th through the 18th. But we did it last January as a one-day for our last one-day microcon. So we had 20 speakers. You could buy a ticket just to our event or to PodFest and our event and things like that last year. So this year, in 2 months, we're actually in Arlington, Texas. We wanted to kind of keep it in the middle of the country. I kind of really felt like I had done quite a bit in Dallas. My wife's cousin lives in Dallas. So we kind of looked in that area, fell in love with Arlington pretty quickly. And so we've been working hard this past year to really, you know, put on a good event to bring people to. So the website has all the information, militarycreatorcon.com. We've got quite a few people, the team of people that are involved with us that are helping us. There's 20 plus people that are doing that with us.
Military Creator Con. So it's going to be in Arlington. It's April 16th to the 18th. Right now, people can go to militarycreatorcon.com. So let's talk about who should attend Military Creator Con.
Absolutely. So I fell in love with podcasting. I have a tech background, did tech in the IT communications in the military. Definitely don't think of myself as a tech guy, but tech enough, right, of being doing that for so many years. And as I was getting out, and I understood what a podcast was, but I didn't really understand until the group of people that were started PodFest were really kind of teaching us that anybody can do it, right? Like I got used to seeing people on TV that were sportscasters or former players. That all made sense to me. But what I would say, quote unquote, the average person or the average somebody in a space that could kind of start a show and really be creative and express your thing that you're doing and have that be kind of a front-leaning thing and kind of your own media channel, media kind of on-demand or new media or on-demand content. That's really what started PodFest. We were definitely podcast new media related, but always very much on the creative side. And as I mean, things have evolved so much. I mean, to do a podcast now, we didn't used to have the I feel like an old person at this point to say, but you know, I do some coaching, so when I help people start ChatGPT, AI, like the tools and the resources and the speed of, you know, how many platforms and how I say easily, relatively easily compared to what maybe you had to do in the past to start, you know, to record that podcast and get all your kind of production stuff done and then it out there. You know, it's never been easier than right now, but like with the creator space and with the creator economy becoming a bigger thing, with especially when you think about the military space, there's so many creative people and ideas. Of course, I kind of always refer to the military, you know, the internet is, it came out of the military space, GPS came out of the military space. So many cool things that we have in our world now has come out of our community. And I say not just the military people themselves, but, you know, the supporters and, you know, definitely a very creative group and a group of people with support people of the military members and the veterans and things like that, of just troubleshooting and having to figure things out, and so many kind of creative ideas and entrepreneurs that invent things and create, see a need and then create it. So we felt like there's kind of some places for people like that to go to, but we really wanted to kind of make our conference be a bigger umbrella, you know, to talk about AI, to talk about podcasting. New media will always be a part of it, but some people are like, I'm not maybe ready to do a podcast, but there's some other things that other people are doing in spaces that if they come to Military CreatorCon, we really want to have that collaborative, you're not alone environment to where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, wow, this is working in this space. I wonder if I could apply that to this other space. And I mean, I know for me, I definitely believe a lot of the people that will come at some point will like, hey, I should do a YouTube channel or I should do a podcast or kind of put that in with what they're already doing or with what they talk to or see some of the sessions and they say, oh, I can see how this would apply to our session. I'm sorry, to our business or our thing. So we want to really bring all creators together and as we kind of say, do more creative things together as a community. So that's really what the heart of the conference and the vision of that going forward is bringing kind of all these people together. And even a lot of people we talk to, they'll like, yeah, my son is in the military, my nephew or my, you know, all these relatives, mm-hmm. but they don't really consider themselves to be really affiliated to the military. We want to really include those people to where it's not, you know, we kind of say in and around the military space. So it could be entities that want to do more with the military space, but it, a lot of times it's people that have people all around them that are either have served or are serving in the military. So we want to include those people as well in this community of Military CreatorCon.
A lot of Military CreatorCon, I know you talk about art, media, entrepreneurship, and it's also works well for people that are working for companies to be able to apply the skills that they can learn from the speakers. And Military CreatorCon, so you're bringing in together those that are associated with it. So you could be a veteran, a reservist, maybe a family member, an affiliated, as you mentioned, companies. I have a friend that's got a law firm that, because of Fort Hood, they specialize in law that really is more tailored to the needs of a more transient military crew. Absolutely. So the other reason for Military CreatorCon is that there's a different level of collaboration, I'll say, that happens in military service that sometimes is missing in the traditional workplace.
Yeah, and I think so. And I think a couple things as I hear is even if someone is in a role where they're in a job they may not want to do full, you know, permanently for the rest, I think it's always, especially if they have done time in the military or have some military training, of think like a owner, think like a business owner. And so, you know, I think, or looking at even advancing in what they do creatively is like, okay, what's another way we could do this? I know I was in the Air Force, and Air Force for sure as an environment, they always encouraged, no matter how long or little of time you were in the Air Force, to how can we do this better? They always want to know better ways of doing things. So I think it's bringing people together and being that you just never know when there's an idea of something you heard, and you just never know when you're going to hear it. It could be in the hallway in between sessions. It could be for the different speakers. And we're really definitely blessed to have a lot of people with so much background that'll be there speaking as well. So we're really excited about, you know, trying to really, it's not a bad problem, but the problem is so many good people is trying to make sure we have enough, a lot of time for everybody to share. But there's so many first, you know, wide range of things that people have as background. And I know I met my wife 5 years ago. She was an award-winning jewelry designer. So she has, and her mom was a famous artist. So she definitely has a lot of the creative artists. You know, she designed the different types of jewelry that they did. She was the designer of that. So I think with her background and people that are on the team of so many different wide ranges of things, that's what I'm really excited to see is what comes out of that, is that ripple effect of, you know, what somebody might come and be, hey, for number one, I'm not alone. And number two, it's like, wow, like I never, this is working over here. I wonder if this could work in an idea I might have that I've never really thought about doing, or I thought a little bit about, but here's a way forward. So we really feel like we want to give a little bit of takeaway for everybody from all levels, from beginner level of like, cause I'll be honest, for me, even as stupid as it sounds to me, for me to say it out loud now, 20 years in the military all over the world, making sure networks worked, really never saw myself as being a creative person. So, you know, I mean, so it's interesting to kind of wrap my head around now being a part of coming up with a conference like this and facilitating the advancement of all this stuff. So.
There was a word that you used earlier, and I'll say recently it's been resonating with me a lot, and it's around inventive. So creativity and inventiveness go together, but in a lot of cases, I would say inventiveness is what we find when you're needing to solve a problem. You don't have the exact thing, but you cobble together what you have available. And this is what I really see is the opportunity, is you can go, oh, it might be podcasting, it might be entrepreneurship, it might be developing hard goods like your wife Mara did with the jewelry. You're taking together some of these existing things and putting them together in a novel way to solve a problem in a way that hasn't existed before. And that's a lot of what you see also in the military.
Yeah, and I love that we can have so many people of, and again, I always reiterate, it's not always the person. It's like, oh, of course, this person, you know, it doesn't even matter the age, has been doing it this many years, and they've kind of gone along this big path, and then that's why they can come up with these ideas. Sometimes it's, you know, it can be all ages. You see people inventing things at 5 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old. So I think what's cool is really with that you're talking about with the military space and what is encouraged a lot of times to, I say pivot, which is a word or whatever, but like figure it out. Hey, you know, I really have to be a little bit creative to, you know, we're going to move every so many years, or, you know, uncertainty, especially in as AI becomes more of a thing. There's definitely more uncertainty now, I think, in what these different jobs in the future look like, or even businesses, or, you know, what we have now might change very quickly 3 to 5 years from now. So I think we're really in a cool time to bring creative people together, and what better space than the military space to do that and be leading in that for sure.
Yeah. Just remind everybody, today on the Waco Experience, an American story, James Van Proyen, co-founder of Military CreatorCon, militarycreatorcon.com. April 16th through the 18th, right? In Arlington, Texas, and people can go and get tickets now. And there's some discounts available, and so take advantage of those. You mentioned AI just a moment ago, and I was thinking about the different topics. I'm certain that you're going to have some experts and on AI. In addition to that, what are you looking forward to yourself as far as the topics and different speakers that are coming?
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to, there's some people that I've heard before, or I've been around a little bit before, but in a cool way. Like I've had a decent amount of time of a open application period. So there's more than half probably speakers that I really didn't know well until recently. So I think for me, it's always, and nothing against the people I've heard before, right? That there's some awesome people that I've gotten to network with and see at different conferences and meet in the past. But some of the newer people, there's just so many speakers that are really used to, like we were on a conversation a couple of days ago with a gentleman, and he's used to doing kind of long talks. He could talk like 8 hours to a group on some of the subject matter that he's going to be talking about. So there's so much experience and background and love for not only the military community, but innovation, creativity, the kind of what's new, definitely on the AI has been around for a while, but evolving quickly of the capability and potential. So I'm excited to see that kind of come together as a conference and loving what the feedback will be, because I kind of really feel like we've done a lot of work as a team to and had a lot of people engage and want to be a part from the speaking perspective. I mean, so much so that it's probably the hardest thing it's ever been for me to not let everybody speak, right? But there's, you know, I think there's only so much time, so that'll be the balance of having some network time and some time to hang out. And you know, right, we're doing a casino night, we're doing some social things as well, because I know for me, as I got out and went to conferences, the sessions are powerful, and the one or two takeaways you can get from the different sessions are powerful, but you never know who you're going to meet, you know, at the restaurant or at the after hour parties or just, you know, before or after, you know, you just never know when in the hallway, in the elevator, you know, you just never know when that's going to happen. So I'm excited to see all that.
Exactly. The benefit of conferences is really that it is a launching pad for the future relationships, collaborations, and extending your knowledge. You know, we're only going to be able to get a little bit from these different speakers at the conference. But if you can, the whole idea is to be able to follow up with people and build those relationships. And so
that's a big part with that. Mm-hmm. And I was also going to say, we very much, there's a couple of, PodFest being one of them, there's a couple of conferences I've been a part of quite a bit in the last 10 years that is very, it's got a certain family community feel to it. And I think the military space has that already built in to some degree. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, you know, we've done a good job to really keep it, no matter how big it gets, very intimate. So we're always want to have that feel as though no matter how big it gets, everybody feels welcome, everybody feels included, a part. So we're really excited as well to see, you know, no matter, you know, like every single person, it could be 100 people in a room or it could be 1,000 people in a room, but everybody feels like they have a chance to be heard and seen and you know, meet people and kind of be us meet them where they're at of background and what they need and what their next steps can be. And on the power of being in the room with so many awesome people.
James, you mentioned that you retired a few years before the COVID changed, before COVID changed the world. You retired from the Air Force as a master sergeant. That's not an easy rank to achieve, by the way. So congratulations. And on behalf of all of us citizens, thank you for your service. What led you to join the military and the Air Force?
Awesome. Great questions. Thank you, D. Scott, for that. I really, I kind of have always said, and I would say a joke, but like I really felt like I to some degree fell in the military. Like I was very pro-military growing up, but never really had a strong desire to be, you know, kind of Army Marines or be a soldier. That wasn't something that I thought I kind of saw for myself. I started helping my grandfather do electrical work from a young age. And so I loved being around construction and being an electrician. I went to trade school in high school a couple of years to learn more about not just residential wiring, but commercial wiring. I kind of thought, funny enough, that I would get in the Air Force and maybe learn for 4 years how to be an electrician on a plane is how simple my mind worked at that point. I'm not really understanding computers. It was very much, you know, 1993, 4, 5. So it was those years. I was in delayed enlistment and entered the Air Force in February 1995, not really knowing anything about computers nor thinking I would be doing anything with computers. Like that wasn't really something that I had really had any experience with. So I fell into not only the Air Force, but also, so I'm thinking, okay, I'll do 4 years and go back to Michigan and go back to being an electrician. My grandfather was, you know, they had a hotel as well. So I definitely saw entrepreneurship and business model. So kind of that would have been the path if I didn't go in the military. So I think, okay, I'll add a little bit of experience. Didn't really come in for the travel and school, but the rest is kind of history, as easy as that is to gloss over. Like I thought if I went to 10 years, I would go to 20. I was very much what they call tactical communication. So there's, you know, the base level where some people in my job would support a base, or some people, there's some units in the Air Force that their main job was to go out other places and, you know, kind of deploy to different remote locations and help set up the initial infrastructure and then build that out. And the years I was in from 1995 to 2015, so a very busy world, you know, and so our job was definitely one that was needed. I felt like the more I was in, you know, once I definitely probably early on when you, I was committed, but you're young and you're like, okay, some days you're kind of in and out, like, I might go do something else. But as soon as I kind of knew, it was like, okay, this is my path. I'm in, I'm going to, you know, do this full 20 years. Then I think it really pivoted and had a great Air Force career. I had a lot of good locations that I was at that I can't really complain about duty station wise. Not one place I was at would I would consider, you know, one of the lower bases that the Air Force has. Mm-hmm. I deployed a lot, so got to really never sit around and not do anything, if that makes sense. So I really also grew up playing sports, so it felt like if I was in the Air Force and doing this kind of job, I wanted to be in all these places doing it versus letting someone else go do it. So I was really always very kind of type A of, you know, I'll go and volunteering, and, you know, got to do a few years of honor guard at one point for 3 years on and off in Colorado Springs. I got to do that, which was pretty rewarding. So luckily, you know, got to raise the rank of what, like you said, Master Sergeant, which, you know, other branches sometimes like Army, Marines, you could probably make rank a little faster, but with the Air Force, you kind of make it sort of slowly. There's some fast burners, as they say, but, you know, with my path and my focus, a lot of times wasn't on studying for a rank. It was, you know, distracted by doing other things and deploying. Mm-hmm.
And you were in international locations?
Yeah, I got to actually the last unit I was in, well, I retired out of MacDill. So I did luckily got to do my last 5 years in Tampa. I was in a joint communication unit. So we had probably 65-ish% was made up of Air Force and Army, and had Marines and Navy, of course. But it was an airborne unit, so I got to do a lot of cool training during that 5 years. I was in, at one point, we were living in Italy supporting U.S. Army Africa, or the whole AFRICOM, like the COCOM that does operations in all of Africa. And we were there actually during the Benghazi thing, so we got to be... Wow. Pretty busy and engaged, and I was in Germany actually almost getting ready to go to Africa myself. That's how many people we had to kind of set out the first sergeant kind of position at that point with I was a captain that I was working with there. It was him and I as in the leadership team, but you know how it goes. Like you next person up, it's like, we can't get backfill enough people quick enough from the United States to here to send to Africa. So, you know, in support of operations, it was things like that that was really fulfilling, and I got to really kind of do those kind of things all the way to the end, being in a type unit that I was at MacDill and JCSC. So
James, I'm glad you're bringing Military CreatorCon to Texas. It's going to be Arlington, April 16th to 18th, militarycreatorcon.com. Here in Waco, McLennan County, we have a 10% higher population of veterans than is average across the country. So hopefully we'll have a good representation there coming up in April. As we wind down, tell us, what do you see for the future? You've got Military CreatorCon. This is the first standalone event that you guys have after being incubated by PodFest. What do you see as the future for our military-connected folks?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's more of what we talked about, where we have artists, we have musicians, comedians, woodworkers, jewelry designers, all kinds of different areas of people. I have a friend that got out of the Air Force after 21 years that does a barbecue sauce company and does competitions, you know, in the food space. There's some interesting, unique things sort of about some of these different areas. And I really look forward to kind of expanding and seeing the crossover of some of these, you know, and seeing, oh yeah, you know, 2 years ago I was doing this and this person was doing that, and we kind of collaborated a little bit and maybe cross promote a little bit. And then now I'm able to implement this that, you know, thanks to being at Military CreatorCon, you know, it was kind of born out of that to some degree. So I really think things like that, you know, the ripple effect of relationship building and awareness. And I know for me, we're definitely talking to different people that are active duty right now and really wanting to really capture as much of people's experiences of all levels of, like, you know, what's missing, what aren't we thinking about yet, or what aren't we doing? So I think as we expand and more people hear about it and more people want to speak and, you know, more things, I think that's what I'm really looking forward to and excited about. And I also wanted to mention, is you're out of Waco, Texas, and I kind of feel like it's come full circle military wise for me, because we talked about the Air Force. My first coming into the military in 1995 was actually San Antonio. So definitely didn't know anything about Texas for the most part at that point, minus a little bit of stuff you see on TV. And I remember thinking Texas was definitely had a feel as though it was its own entity and of itself, very proud. You could tell there was that proud Texan thing. And so, you know, I feel like this past year doing the work that we have in the next year coming up that we're going to get ready for 2027 as well. Love the support. And, you know, I know we talked a lot in January, and just to hear things that I would have never known, like I've kind of come by Waco. I've never really spent much time there before. So to hear all these different areas and communities in Texas that are such strong supporters and have so many people that have served before and continue to serve in the future, it's really cool to bring that in and really grow this conference out, you know, and kind of grow up, if you will, in the state of Texas. So we're really excited about that as well.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.